And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. We'll have open line coming up here in just a little bit, around 8:50 or so. But joining us in studio today is Mike Flood. And Mike, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. I sure appreciate you having us on the radio here this morning and talking about Metal Arc Lounge.
Absolutely. Doing the second Metal Arc Lounge of the year after the first one happened earlier this year. Before we get to start talking about this one, how did that one go? It was pretty big success, I assume.
Yes, it was. They all four of the Metal Arc lounges that we've had so far have been successful, and we're just over the top happy about that. People are really enjoying hearing new music and really good performers.
Yeah,
so that's what we're into.
And so that one happened again a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, we got the second one coming up here on this Saturday, September 11th. The event will kick off at 7 p.m. with the doors opening at 6 p.m. tonight. And so for somebody that has never attended a Metal Arc Lounge, just kind of give us a history on it and what can we expect?
Well, it's a spinoff of the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee, where a lot of big artists were founded there, like Garth Brooks, for example. And I met a young man probably back in 2012-13. It was a songwriter. He was performing at the Kansas Celebrity Hall of Fame. And I really got hooked on songwriters and their performance. And he's the one, his name is Chris Mitchell, and he is going to be the host songwriter for the Metal Arc Lounge coming up this Saturday. And it's a songwriter's round, so to speak, where we usually have four singer-songwriters, and they perform four songs, but they do it one at a time in a round. And they also talk about their music and how they come up with it and everything. It's really interesting, not only to hear about it, but to also hear it played, you know, by the artists themselves. So I really encourage people to come to the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center and try it out, because you're going to like it.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, September 11th. And Mike, you have a guest with us this morning, do you not?
I sure do. And this is a young guy that we've been passing ourselves over the last 5 or 6 years, haven't we? Matter of fact, I like to tell this story because Clint Gilbert here, who is sitting right here next to me getting ready to play.
Young man, 52 years old.
Yeah, you're the young guy.
I guess I'm a baby. I guess I'm the baby then, since I'm 43. So,
but anyway, Clint was performing downtown on the street for an event in Independence, and he was playing solo, just like he's going to play today. And I really was impressed with him. And that's one of the things I have done my whole life. I'm involved with music and artists and such. And he played so well, and I went over and talked to him, and next thing I know, he's reaching down into his guitar case and giving me an album. And I was pretty busy, and I hadn't listened to it. I had it in the car, and one day I was kind of getting tired of just driving, so I pulled his album out. This was maybe months from there, and I started playing it, and I said, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. And then when we began to do Metal Arc Lounge, I had talked to him several times, and finally we got him. And I want to turn it over to him now.
All right. So, again, good morning. Good morning, and it's good to have you with us this morning, Clint. And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up over in Elk County, about 8 miles out north of Longton, Kansas. It's on Highway 160. I grew up in a little place called Busby, and on a cattle ranch. And my dad was a rodeo cowboy, a bull rider, and pickup man in the PRCA. And my brother and I grew up out there on that ranch, breaking horses and stuff like that. And then a lot of the songs and stuff that I write about are about this area. So,
this area and just kind of things you did while I'm guessing while you was a kid as well. Just you took all, kind of that inspiration you did growing up and kind of put that into your music, correct?
Yeah.
So again, good stuff, and you'll be performing, of course, this weekend. And I see you have your guitar with you this morning. So it sounds like you're going to perform a song for us. So what is this song that we're going to be hearing?
Well, this one's about Coffeyville.
There we go.
This is one that not a lot of people have heard yet, but it's called 1892. And so it's, of course, about the Dalton gang and the first We Don't Call 911 episode. So, anyway.
All right. Well,
I'll
here
do
we...
my best here to play it.
All right. Well, here it is. Clint Gilbert with a song about Coffeyville.
All right. Outlaws coming riding into town to do what they could do. They'd all robbed some banks before, but this time they'd try to. Should have stayed in Oklahoma, 'cause they bit too much to chew. And they spilt their blood in Coffeyville in 1892. Was the working people of the town, I guess they'd had enough. Said they ain't gonna take our money, we ain't gonna let them run. Grab your rifles and your shotguns, let's take these Daltons down. Send a message out of here, we don't need that kind of round. We'll make you famous, everybody's gonna know your name. But remember, you ain't no Robin Hood, you ain't no Jesse James. When the smoke cleared in the alley, them Daltons lay on the ground. One of them barely breathing, he could hardly make a sound. What was going through his mind as those town folk gathered round? In 1892, that boy was prison bound. We'll make you famous, everybody's gonna know your name. Remember, you ain't no Robin Hood, and you ain't no Jesse James.
All right, that's some good stuff there. So absolutely love that. Good stuff there. So again, we would love to hear that. Again, you can hear that and a lot more coming up the Metal Arc Lounge this Saturday. Clint, is we had Mike here talking about albums. So how many albums do you have right now, and where could people pick one of those up if they like what they heard?
I'll have some more to sell. You can pick them up at Doan's Furniture in Fredonia, Kansas, and then wherever I'm playing. And then, of course, I sent you guys one here some years back, and but I have the one CD out called Painterhood Valley, and it's mostly songs about Southeast Kansas. And then I'm working on a new album. I got like 20 some songs written, so I just haven't had a chance to run back to Nashville and get her done.
All right. Well, but again, getting that one, you already got those songs written and just ready to go record them. And, of course, you'll be able to hear a lot more. Of course, be able to pick up, I'm assuming we'll be able to pick up an album Saturday night at the Metal Arc Lounge.
I want to try to have them here.
Yeah. All right. So sounds good. So good stuff there. So thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it. Some great stuff there. And as of right now, I'm getting handed something here by Mike. Real quick, let me grab this. All right. So this morning, During Open Line, we will be giving away some tickets to Meadowlark Lounge during Open Line today. So be sure to keep listening in. We'll be giving away those a little bit later during the show. You'll have a chance to win two tickets, and you'll be able to hear that song, plus a lot more coming up this Saturday night. Again, Mike, if anybody has any questions, if they'd like to maybe pick up some tickets or something, how can they do that?
They should just call the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center in Independence, and the number is 620-331-3515. You can call and order your tickets, you know, over the phone, and then you can pay for them when you get there, and they're $20 a piece. This is a benefit to the Independence Historical Museum, and it does include refreshments and some food, hors d'oeuvre type things. People will be sitting in around tables real close to the stage, just like they do at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, that's going to be this Saturday at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 o'clock. And, of course, there'll be hors d'oeuvres and maybe some light refreshments there as well, correct?
That's right.
All right. So be sure to head on down there. Again, this Saturday, it's going to be a lot of fun. So be sure to check out the Meadowlark Lounge this Saturday. Gentlemen, I thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it. And Clint, thank you so much for that great song. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning.